received a call from our members, from Zimbabwe Union of Journalists members at the Zimbabwean branch, that there were people that were phoning them, insisting on meeting them at a hotel in town, or insisting on knowing where their offices were because they wanted to see them. They were very suspicious and did not want to meet them, and they vacated the offices. So I personally went to do an inspection of the site, and when I asked some people why the offices were locked, they said they didn't know, but many people had been coming to inquire as to the journalists working for the Zimbabwean. We naturally have our lawyers on standby, but we do not believe this is a prelude to even more serious cases where journalists are arrested while conducting their business. We do not believe in that.
Have you managed to talk to the Zimbabwean staff and get the reason why they would think that they are the target?
Yeah, from what I understand, I think it was based on a story that was reporting on the goings on within the military sector, and they feel that they were being targeted. And when our members feel afraid or frightened, we take them seriously because there must be something that should make them worried or afraid, and we respect that.